Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my co-conspirator.
Yes. Partner in crime. Good morning, everybody.
This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Hey, it's good to be here. Yes, it's a great morning. Word of God, right?
Everybody needs to hear the word of God on Wednesday morning. And this is where you hear the engrafted word, which is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. You know, that's always the issue, isn't it, Jada? And we're talking about how to be a good thinker this week.
Yeah.
But that's the issue. You know, the issue becomes, what are you meditating on? What are you thinking on? What are you...
Are you being intentional about what you're
What are you
thinking?
Putting into your...
You know, we're really talking about this week. And when we say that at the end, if you will allow it, if you will allow the Word of God to change you, you have to be intentional in making those changes. Listening, thinking on the right things, reading the right things, being around the right people. And we're not talking about the right people when we're talking about status and stuff. We're talking about people who talk about God, people who are growing in the Lord, people who are working through these things as well and living for God. You need to be surrounding yourself with people who are helping you the way to grow spiritually. And today we're talking about choosing to think good thoughts.
That's right. To become a good thinker, you know, we've already talked about our first two, which is expose yourself to non-toxic input.
Right.
And then expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers.
Right.
Or don't. Yeah. Yeah. To non-toxic thinking, exposing yourself to people who are thinking in the right vein.
That's right.
But today you've got to choose to think good thoughts. You know, here's the thing. People think that automatically God's going to make you do something. God is not a demon, all right? He does not force people to do things. He has given you a will, and you have a will to choose what you will do. You can choose to be born again. You can choose to live without God. That's your choice. But once you make the choice to live unto God, then you need to start making the right choices. This is why in Ephesians, he tells us, put off the old man, put on the new man. You have to do it. God is not going to make you. You know, you can get born again and sit stagnant your whole life. But why would you want to? When Jesus came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. I like what First John tells us that Jesus came down here to reduce to zero the work of the devil in your life. And the only way he can do that, he's already done it, but you have to enforce it in your life and you have to make some choices. And so to become a good thinker, you got to become intentional about, the thinking process.
The thinking process.
You know, when I saw Jada, I became intentional about thinking that I really liked her, that she was good looking.
And you became intentional.
I did. I became intentional about pursuing her. Well, it's the same thing with God. He said, if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. Notice, it's up to you.
He's already done his work.
He's done his work.
Jada. Jesus Christ has done his work. And now the Word of God guides and directs us. The Holy Spirit inside of us guides and directs us so that we will draw near to him. Right?
That's exactly right.
That's right. Well, our scripture, we want to start with a scripture. Don't get silly. We want to start with Philippians 4:8.
Philippians 4:8 is a beautiful scripture.
And it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix. The assumed subject when nothing's there. It doesn't say God fixes your thought. It says fix, which means you fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Now, this is NLT. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. It's the word is telling us that we have to be intentional. We have to fix our thoughts on the right things. And this is how you can grow in your thinking, is to be intentional. When you have those thoughts that you know are not right, you can take captive those thoughts and replace it with the word of God. And this is being intentional.
That's exactly right, Jada. It's so good that you brought that up, because you know, one of the reasons why we struggle with our thought life is because we're not keeping our mind on God. Great peace is he, Isaiah 26:3, is it? Great peace is he whose mind is stayed on thee. All right. God gives peace, total peace. And really, when you look at this Philippians, he says, be anxious for nothing. God's telling us, don't be anxious about anything. Anxiousness comes from thoughts. It's a thought process that begins to happen in your mind. And it says, don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. See, he said, casting all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. That's how we keep out of fear. That's how we keep out of worry, anxiety, fretfulness, all of those things. David talked about how he fretted, but then he would call on the name of the Lord who would deliver him from all of his trouble. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we see that. And you know, these verses that she gave in verse 8 is very powerful. He names the kind of thoughts that you and I need to be thinking on. Now, right. If you look up Matthew 15 or 12, rather 35, mm-hmm. and out of a good heart,
a good person produces good things from the treasure or the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart.
That's exactly right. And listen, there's another scripture.
It's what you're thinking of.
There's another scripture in Matthew 15, and he says this, but those things which proceed out of the mouth, mm-hmm. your words,
right.
come from the heart, your thought process, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Mm-hmm. See, your mind, if you're meditating on evil things, you are going to speak evil things.
And do evil things.
Yes. And this is what happens to us. Now, listen to me. Follow this logic. I can speak on this because years ago, that this was a real thing in my life that I had to deal with, and that's pornography. When you watch those things, it creates a sense of falsehood in your life, and it will cause you to start thinking on those things. And then when you think on those things, you will speak those things. You'll want your spouse to act those things out, or mm-hmm. you'll try to do those things. Right. And occasionally, you know, I mean, depending on the time of the year, I have to work harder, keep those thoughts from coming back in. That's what she's talking about. We look up 2 Corinthians 10:3 mm-hmm. and 4 and 5, and actually verse 6. And so it's important that we understand that God wants us to meditate and to think. That's why the psalmist said, you know, create in me a clean heart. Examine my thoughts. All right. And so it's important that you and I learn the value of thinking mm-hmm. good things. All right.
Now you want NLT, you can't, or you want New King James?
New King.
Okay.
Now you can't think on things that are negative. I mean, you take a guy like Steve Forbes. Mm-hmm. Now, he spends a lot of time meditating on the market, meditating on the things that are, he's successful at it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know when you're doing your job, you got to meditate on your job so that you can become successful. You got to learn things. You got to read things. Okay. But then that's also the same principle that we have to apply to the word of God and to the kingdom of God. You can't hang out with unrighteous. What's the scripture say? Bad company corrupts good morals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can't hang around with the wrong crowd and then produce righteousness. Now, we have to take those thoughts captive and listen to this verse in 2 Corinthians 10 that James is going to put. Read 3, 4, 5, okay. And then we'll cap it off.
All right, starting with 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And that's
right.
That's what made you think of it.
Strongholds are thought patterns.
Right. Mm-hmm. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So these thoughts that are coming that are not lining up with the word of God.
Right.
You have to cast them down.
Right.
And then it says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Okay. So that's where we line up and look at this thought mm-hmm. and say, does this thought line up with the word of God? And if these thoughts are not lining up with the word of God, pornographic thoughts, our thoughts of pornography, thoughts of fornication.
Or anxiety, you know, anxiety, worrying about things that you can't do anything about. God says, leave that alone. I take care of you as I take care of the sparrow.
That's right.
You know, these are thoughts that come against the word of God.
Right. So God wants to take care of these. He wants you to be delivered from these. And in order to be a good thinker, you have to start thinking good things. You have to start meditating on the things that bring you deliverance from these unhealthy thoughts. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so these things are very important. And then listen to verse 6.
Verse 6 says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Being ready. That's the, see, this is the key. A lot of people are overcoming their thought life because they're not ready nor willing to change. But if you're not willing and obedient, you can't eat the fat of the land, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to continue to go around the desert. You're going to continue to go around that same thing. You've got to be willing, but more importantly, you got to be ready. That means you got to be looking for it to happen. All right. You got to put a guard on your eyes. You got to put a guard on your ears, and you have to be ready when you know that you're meditating on something you shouldn't meditate on, to immediately say, Lord, I'm sorry. I cast that down. I'm going to think on things that are pure, honest, lovely, just, true, things that are of a good report, things that bring virtue and praise in my life.
That's right. Hallelujah. Think on these things. And you know, the things that are going on in the world right now, you and I both know that that morality, you know, the compass of morality has changed in society. Society's changed the way kids are being raised, education, the politics. This is where you have to take captive those thoughts that might make you worry about what's going on. You have to take captive those thoughts and just remind yourself that God will take care of his people. You will be taken care of. If you're worrying about money, you need to find scriptures that talk about how God provides for you regardless of what's going on around you. If you're worried about your family, find scriptures that talk about, you know, the word says that my children will serve you all the days of their lives. So you put scripture to what you're worried about. You put scripture to the things that you're thinking on. That's how you take captive those thoughts that don't line up with the word of God. You take captive and you replace them the word of God. And that's how you are intentional in your thinking.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen, wrapped up in a nice, neat capsule. It's important that we think the right things. Father, we pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. I pray that we will take our negative thoughts captive, replacing them with the good thoughts that you've called us to think on. And Father, we honor you and thank you that you've given us the ability to renew our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM. Will you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it? Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down there somewhere so that your friends and family can get connected with being encouraged with a daily word from Mike and Jada.
That's right.
Make sure that you check, if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now on YouTube as you follow Mike Campbell Ministries as we go to the nations and deliver good news. We're also traveling the U.S., preaching the good news as well. So make sure that you check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com and you can support us as we deliver good news to the nations.
Well, join us again tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel for more of this exciting episodes of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.